The program began in the early 1980s when the National Trust for Historic Preservation decided something had to be done to improve conditions in the nation's downtowns. By that time, many cities saw retailers move out to the suburbs. Wisconsin got on board in 1988. The State Department of Commerce helps volunteers come up with comprehensive plans to build on their city's assets and helps with marketing advice. Other than that, department spokesman Tony Hosany says it's up to organizations in the 38 participating cities to make things happen.
There's just been, over the last 20 years, much more of a realization that a downtown is a valuable asset and it should be preserved.
Hosany says the Main Street program has generated almost $1 billion in public and private reinvestment and created 3,500 new businesses. He also indirectly credits the program for helping to build Wisconsin's film industry by winning the approval of location scouts for the movie Public Enemies.
One of the reasons that the Universal Pictures was interested in Wisconsin is we had so many downtowns that where there was historic building stock and it had been well maintained, and they did some shooting up in Columbus, which is a Main Street community. So it shows you that historic preservation, of course, which is the root of Main Street, take what you have and preserve it. It shows you that there can be economic benefit.
As for the next 20 years, Hosany expects more people will be drawn to downtowns because they want to live closer to where they work. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.